Yesu yobuzibwa bw'oluganda.
Praise Jesus.
Musibye mutya mu linnya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of our Master Jesus? Thank you for coming.
Mwebale kugezaako okukeera.
Thank you for trying to come early.
Mukama akyewulire okuba omukisa. Okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
He reaches eternal life.
Ekitiibwa nakyo tubimuddiza Mukama.
We give him back all the glory and the honor.
Atusobozesezza okujja mu kifo kino.
He has made us able to reach into this place.
Atukkiriza okutuwa omukka gw'okussa.
As he accepts us to give us oxygen.
Era ng'atwongera obulamu bwaffe.
And he continues to give us life.
Okubukuumira ddala okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
That he may keep it reaching to eternal life.
Ekitiibwa nakyo tubimuddiza.
We give him back all the glory and honor.
Kubanga ddala atwagala.
For he has loved us.
Yatwagala edda.
He loved us long time, and he chose us, and he called us, that we get back home. And why we are always in this place, not because we came and we need cars, not even houses, or that we need things like that, but we need his kingdom and his righteousness, that he may give us our houses, that he may give us our cars, everything you need in this life and for serving him, that he may give it to you. For he said that,
that
the pagans yearn for all the things, as with Matthew 6:31.
30 to 31,
that the pagans yearn for all these things. They yearn for houses, they yearn for cars, and things like that, many of them. But the Father told us, when he passed through his Son, that he knows of what we need, and he knows that we need all of those things. But he told us to first seek the kingdom and his righteousness, and the rest will be added unto us. For I believe that
he
knows of what we need before we ask of him. And he tells us now we first ask he, the Father in heaven, Lord be his name. And right now, even his kingdom to appear,
and
what is done in heaven to be done on earth. Now we just pray God to help us, that we may seek kingdom and his righteousness. Everyone to be able to live here when they have reached a level in understanding
one
concerns the kingdom of God.
And
then you go back home. Everything God has worked upon it. The one who has been having battles, the Lord fights them. For he promised us that vengeance is his.
So
we do our part of knowing the kingdom and righteousness. Now when you will be here, the angels will remain serving you. The ones of warfare will go in your wars. They which have been yours will rather fight them. As you live here will be an overcomer. The one who has been sick, the Holy Spirit and the angels, they will be treating you. Let them treat of the one you think of you've left home. That they give you jobs, that they add your salary, and things like those we need. But let's be humbled and wanting to know. For we've not come here first to tell him what we need, but we want to first know what he God needs from us. Now we ask because it touches our hearts. He knows even what we need before we ask of him. Now he will begin from there. We shall remind him through prayer.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And now
he speaks somewhere and he says, through prayer, tell me what you need of. He speaks somewhere that concerning what is going to come, or concerning his children, there we can ask him, we can command him and he will work if we prove to be children. Now, in all to quicken our lives, is that we understand quickly God, his kingdom of heaven, what is done up there to be done here. Their heaven will join on us, all the needs of us. For it is written, what you reason on earth, and when gather two or three and you agree on something, the kingdom of God in heaven, it is ready to fulfill it.
Now
we want to draw the kingdom of heaven to connect with us as we do what is done up there.
But
what is going to help us is to understand it. Praise Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa. Jerusalem City loves you so much, and anytime it is awaiting each one of us, the one who winds and finishes their works, that they may be good and they reach Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If it will be evil works, you will not be able to reach them. But if you prove that you do things in heaven, you prove that you have to go there. Amen.
Amen.
Moving on to see the journey of heaven.
The
journey moved through the Bible for 7 years. Beginning from planet Earth where we are. And we're proceeding on right now. We last covered yesterday, beginning seeing the journey right from planet Earth yesterday.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we are still seeing many things concerning our planet.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
saw that it's the only planet where you can live. According to Proverbs 8, verse 30 to 31, it is the only planet where we can habit it. And in that, we saw of the four pillars on which it was stretched, on which God stretched planet Earth. And we saw the four angels that were on the four corners of the world, on which God measured the lines of the earth. Praise Jesus. In Revelation chapter 7, we are seeing of those angels and the way this world moves on rotating, yet it's in space. Praise Jesus. We saw our planet and truly it is in space. In this space, nothing is holding it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And it shows that it's rotating. All those are the authorities of God. If you explain the Master Jesus, the Holy Spirit explains it by saying this.
Let's
see Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3.
Abibulania esula esoka.
Hebrews 1 from verse 3.
Lugamba bwuti. Oyo bwali okumasa amasa okwekitiibwa kye n'ekifaananyi kye ddala bwali era bwasitula ebintu byonna n'ekigambo eky'obuyinza bwe bwe yamala okukola eky'okunaaza ebibi n'atula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'obukulu waggulu ng'asinga obulungi bamalayika bw'ati nga bwe yasikira erinnya erikira bbo.
Bakugambye nti mu buyinza bw'ekigambo
they are told in the authority of the word,
asitula ebintu byonna,
he sustains all things.
Era n'ensi bw'etyo
the planet earth falls in that,
okulabika ng'esituliddwa mu bungula
and spaced within the space.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
has carried it within the space.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And it rotates within there as we've been hearing. Let us see how planet Earth rotates.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This earth is rotating, and under it, on this part where we are, it has the ground, the mountains, it has the seas. Under when it is rotating, it reaches a time and the fires begin to pass onto the earth. What I'm trying to tell you, as planet Earth is rotating, on the rim below down there, the ground. It catches fire on the top of it. Praise Jesus. And that is why the planet Earth in it can be hot water. And you find streams flowing when they are having hot water. But when it's rotating between time and it catches fire down there. Praise Jesus. Now that's how planet is like that. Let's read it over here in Job 28. And we see how the planet catches fire.
Job 28
from verse 1.
Yobu esula ya makumi abiri munana n'olunyolusoka. Mazima waliwo jibasimira feza. N'ekifo kya zaabu jibalongosa. Ekyuma kijibwa mutaka. N'ekikomo bakisaanuusa okukijja mu jjinja. Abantu babibira enzikiza ne bakenneenya okutuuka ku nsalo ey'enkomerero.
Abantu batuuka ekiseera ne bakola ebitangaala nga babijja mu mayinja ag'enjawulo agali ku nsi.
Telescopes out of the stones of the world.
And they go
under the sea, they put gadgets to see what is down there. And they try to search out where the world ends under the seas. But when you get out of this planet Earth, it rotates to a level of catching fire. Yet you can never see the fire. All these God did them very well. Put in waters. They which can stop the fire not to catch up the entire world. Let's proceed on. Job 28 verse
3.
People, there are things they do. And they make gadgets which can see under the sea. And they go further down there to see. Perhaps where planet Earth ends. And what is down there. That's where you find fish which are like grass. And you find grass which also eats, and it can bite you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But all that is under the seas, or under this planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We cannot study much concerning this world. I told you we're going to pass through it brief. The rest we shall see it else. Ahead. We want to stretch out of this planet and we get out to see what is out of it. For you usually see the stars outside. We need to know how they survive up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on brief here.
Job 28
verse 3.
Amayinja agekizikiza ekikutte n'ag'ekisiikirize ekyokufa. Basima obunya obuli ewala n'abantu bwe batuula. Beerabirwa ekigere ekiyitawo. Beerabirwa ekigere ekiyitawo, balengejjera wala n'abantu. Bawuubibwa eruuyi n'eruuyi. Ensi yevaamu emmere. Era wansi evuunikibwa ng'ekivuunikibwa n'omuliro.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
it rotates and rolls us, sways us every time. It keeps us swaying us every side. Now if it's rotating, it doesn't finish to overturn itself. It moves in this angle. I don't understand me well. It doesn't make itself get upside down. It just rotates. But it doesn't finish the entire angle. It reaches a point and it goes back.
I don't
know whether I've understood me well.
It
doesn't just rotate, keep continuous, finish
all.
Even though it doesn't overturn itself, it just rotates. Now when it reaches an angle, it gets back. Here is where
you're
going to get to understand. Why is it night designs and other nations is not night? Now many times, because the sun is above the earth, sometimes we leave it behind us. Now in Africa, right now, we are perhaps leaving the sun. Yet there are other nations right now which are just meeting the sun. In that same rotation, we shall get back and meet the sun again. But they have told you that it rotates and sways us, so we don't see it. Now, because there are powers of the waist of these four angels, there are times you see the earth, and it has something like those longitudes and latitudes upon it. Praise Jesus. Those lines come from the wings of those angels,
though
we make this planet on which God measured this earth to make it. And when you get out of it, you must to calculate where those lines are. Praise Jesus. Now because those angels have engulfed, out of them come powers.
It's called
the gravitation force. Those powers is when you throw a stone up and brother comes back. That what you see is the little. But the greatest gravitation is the one holding things upon earth, that even when it rotates, you cannot see things falling. You cannot see mountains moving.
And
if you want to test it, you too try to rotate around quick. As a person, you make a circle and begin to rotate yourself quickly. You'll begin to see as if you're moving with the planet Earth. You begin to see the mountains as if they're moving. That's why if the car runs very high speed, you begin to see things as if they are getting behind. Because you are forcing to enter within the force, gravitation force, of which the planet Earth runs by, and the powers try to hold it one, as if trying to resist it. You too, when you rotate yourself as a person, and let me tell you another, if they make you rotate very quickly, your spirit can even check out of your body. Because of the gravitation forces, they can pull you out of that body. That's why if you rotate so quickly, you can vomit. You can get funny experience. There are those powers which get from the waist of the angels, which make the planet where we are. That even though the Bible first spoke that planet Earth is rotating, why is God telling this to us today? I told you, church, they would have been the greatest wise scientists. For God already had given them notes of everything, of which the scientists are just trying to search out
Job
now. Job existed a long time before the scientists even existed, that they can discover that planet Earth is rotating. God, through the Holy Spirit, had revealed all this. And he told us the planet is rotating. Praise Jesus. And it keeps on swaying us. Up to now, we are being swayed. For perhaps America, where it was, is where now where we are ourselves. Where it was in the morning, now we are the ones in the position, that same position. The problem we find is one, we move with all things. We rotate with our houses. Even when we get back, with everything. Now you cannot know. And the person doesn't know even the authority of God. That's why a person can stand and say God has nothing he's doing. But that alone of the world rotating, and you never see it, that too shows his authority. For if he leads you to see it, all All of us as priests can check out of our bodies and the bodies fall down. For the other powers are so great. The spirit gets to be troubled. And the world can be electrified in its rotation. Praise Jesus. These angels, on which they measure this world, they are tall to this level. Revelation 10. One of them can say, those angels are short. For we, the angels, we know them in this size. But these angels are very tall.
Or
in Jerusalem, where they are, they are very tall. Now, these angels holding the four corners of the world. They are told to their real measure of the angels. Let's see here in Revelations. The planet we are on is what we are studying of now. That's where the journey began from. Revelation 10 from verse 1.
Nenda pa malaika omulala owamaanyi ngakka okuva mu ggulu ng'ayambadde ekire ne musoke ng'ali ku mutwe gwe n'amaaso ge ng'enjuba n'ebigere bye ng'empagi ez'omuliro era yalina mu mukono gwe akatabo akabikkuse n'ateeka ekigere kye ekya ddyo ku nnyanja n'ekya kkono ku nsi.
Kati laba bw'oti.
Now see like this.
Nti ekigere ekimu.
That one foot of the angel.
Agirinnye ku Africa.
He has stepped it upon Africa.
Then in that wali Indian Ocean.
The other foot is upon Indian Ocean.
What do I know kubambu wa?
That is the height of the angel in reality. I don't know whether they have understood me properly. Now, these four angels where the earth was measured, they are told to that measure. That when you have measured them, we shall count four continents only. Let's count four. Two are stepping on what and what?
Africa.
We have Africa.
Atlantic Ocean.
We have Atlantic Ocean.
America.
We have America. Go counting where these angels are stepping in the right positions.
For
if one's leg is in the sea and another is on the continent, another is like that, where this one has ended, the other two on the leg, sea and
sea,
until they finish all the four continents. And they stretch their wings. And they engulf the top of it all. Now, what causes plant that you can stretch your eyes through? Their wings are transparent. You can look through them and see what's out there.
And
some of them think a planet Earth is not covered on top. And they think it's like a bowel. But it is covered on top. When you look, you can't see the cover up. Have you ever seen the transparent iron sheets?
Now,
their wings are like that. They are even more transparent than they. Now you can get light from outside. And you can see what is out. Now, one part of this planet, for example, planet Earth to its medium or three quarters. You pass 3/4 of it. That is the ground we step on down here, which has mountains, which has seas, and things like those.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, a quarter of it is what is made of the wings of the angels.
And
you can stretch your eye through and see what is out. And you see outside,
out,
and as if you see heaven. Perhaps heaven is slept on planet Earth, but it is far above it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
That's
why you see planet Earth. But heaven is far from it. It is far, far beyond planet Earth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now, these angels are very tall, but when he steps on Africa shores and on Atlantic Ocean, and another steps on Atlantic Ocean and America, and they understand me well, and they keep on making that circle. Now their wings, they measured
Yesu
the top of the earth. Praise
so,
Jesus.
Mungeri yeyo.
Now in that way,
creation,
when you study creation, you know more about that. How did they do that? We cannot begin to see creation now.
But
we're trying to show you how was it done.
Yesu
praise Jesus.
Let's
finish the height of these angels.
So
you may know the angels holding four corners of the world. How tall they are.
Kubikura esula eyekumi n'olunyiri lwa kusatu.
Revelation 10 verse 3.
Nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'empologoma bwewuluguma. Bwe yayogerera waggulu, ebibwatuka omusanvu ne byogera amaloboozi gaabyo. Ebibwatuka omusanvu byayogera amaloboozi gaabyo, nali ŋŋenda okuwandiika. Ne mpulira eddoboozi eriva mu ggulu nga lyogera nti, teeka akabonero ku ebyo ebibwatuka omusanvu bye byogedde, so tobiwandiika. Malayika gwe nalaba ng'ayimiridde ku nnyanja ne ku nsi n'ayimusa omukono gwe ogwa ddyo eri eggulu.
Kati teeberezaamu malayika bw'aba agiyimiridde ku
ntungulu
waggulu waayo
on the top of it,
n'agoola omukono n'akwata eri
ku ggulu. Look at his height. That's why you see that earth is tall here. By those four angels.
But
they are not in the appearance of human beings like us. They are very big.
That's
the Lord measured planet Earth upon these four angels. And even though it's rotating, in them we put them much power. As we shall start the creation of heaven and earth, we shall see those four angels and the four living creatures. Each one came from one of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
the seven spirits of God, all of them came from a specific spirit. One from wisdom, one from understanding, one from counsel, one from power. To be able to balance planet Earth, we shall be able to know that. What is beyond was done in much authority, even though we think it in small powers. Praise Jesus. Now planet Earth, and even though it's enspaced up there, the authority put in the four angels, it can touch and handle all the mountains within it. Let's read briefly here of the mountains. We are going to be summarizing what is the world and be stretched out of it. Psalms 90 from verse 1 to 5.
Zaburi eya chenda nori nyiriri ulisoka. Mukama, gw'oli kifo kyaffe eky'okutuulamu mu mirembe gyonna. Ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa, era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu.
Nti nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu. N'ensozi ezirimu.
And the mountains within it.
Yabumba ensi.
He molded the earth.
N'agikola ku bamalayika bana.
And he made it on four angels.
Bye nalaba mu lugendo luno.
Those are the ones I saw in
Indiana.
And they were told to me of very well.
Ensozi zonna ne ziteekebwa muli eri.
All the mountains were put within them.
Ebiwonvu byolaba ebyawanvu
ennyo. The valleys, the tall valleys you see.
Osobola okulaba okusozi nga gwo kusozi.
You can see a very high mountain.
Waliyo olusozi olukyasinze obuwanvu mu China.
There's the tallest mountain in China.
Luwanvu nnyo nnyo.
Very tall. And there are valleys and there are serious valleys. And when you look at them, you wonder how is this planet spaced up there. But all the power God put in these four angels, the ones I saw in the journey of heaven, and which was moved through the Bible. Why do we say it was moved through the Bible? Everything I was shown, we studied it within the Bible.
And
God gave it to us long time, we wrote about it. Now the images you see,
they are there to show you
what is in the Bible to know where exactly they are and how do they look. That is why I was taking the journey of heaven. God would have told me right from planet Earth, but he decided to take me within this dungeon as we study in the Holy Scriptures to be able to see all this. Earth has mountains within it, as we've heard, and it has many streams. It has oceans.
Indian Ocean,
like Indian Ocean,
Atlantic Ocean.
It has seas. We have the Red Sea,
the Mediterranean Sea.
We have many seas. But all that you see,
they're
within the umbrella of the four angels. But what surprises most, these are some of the parts of the body of Christ.
And
one of the least parts upon him. Christ Jesus is very broad, and in him are things in heaven and earth. As we are going to see him reach the third heaven, we began to plan earth where we are. Everything we pass through briefly right now. Let's see of those seas. They which were put in the world in the streams within it. Genesis chapter 1. Let's see verse
9.
Genesis chapter 1 from verse 9.
Katonda nayogera nti, amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakunganire mu kifo ekimu. Olukalu lulabike, lulabike, bwe kityo bwe kyali. Katonda olukalu n'aliyita ensi. Nekunganyo ly'amazzi n'aliyita ennyanja.
Bwatu bwe yatondawo olukalu.
That's how he created the ground.
Olukalu lwa Africa.
Just as you see Africa.
Olukalu lwa America.
You see America.
Oyinza okulaba olukalu nga Asia.
The dry ground like Asia.
Europe.
Europe.
Australia.
Austria.
Zino zonna zenkalu ezimu.
All these are the dry grounds.
Wadde gwe ng'olabamu nga Lake Victoria.
Even though you see Lake Victoria within
it.
He calls it the dry ground.
Gumazza akalimu ke tulina okunywa.
Those are waters we have to drink within it.
Ogenda gy'ayita ennyanja.
When you go to watch it, kills the gathering of the waters. Those are the seas you hear.
Ocean is
the oceans.
Nga Indian Ocean.
Like Indian Ocean.
Atlantic Ocean.
Atlantic Ocean.
Red Sea.
Red Sea.
Mediterranean Sea.
Mediterranean Sea.
Ezo.
Those at the gatherings of the waters. Now where Africa is,
America where,
and America where it is,
Europe where,
Europe is,
Asia,
Australia,
Austria.
Those are the dry grounds they put. When
we see
creation of heaven and earth,
and see now,
all the earth, in it he had filled in water, and he had wrapped it, and he wrapped it within it, in these four angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Out of he commanded dry ground to come out. And he said, let there be gathering of the waters.
Now we
are not going to study the creation of heaven. We are seeing earth. When we
share
creation, we'll be surprised of many things. But even water was just wrapped.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you've seen the dry grounds, like the mountains.
And the flatlands.
And we see the seas.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
want to see some other things in this planet Earth.
We
want to see of the different kingdoms in it, they which are worthy to be in this planet Earth. First and foremost, let's read briefly here. Genesis 1, verse 11. Genesis chapter 1 verse 10.
Katonda olukalu n'aliyita ensi, n'ekuŋŋaaniro ly'amazzi n'aliyita ennyanja. Katonda n'alaba nga birungi. Katonda n'ayogera nti, ensi emere ebimera.
Kaniye ensi yalina okubaamu ebimera.
Man in the world there had to be vegetation.
Tulaba obwakabaka bw'ebimera.
That's why it's the kingdom of the plants.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
are some of the things upon planet earth.
Waliwo ebintu by'ogenda okulaba.
There are things you're going to see.
Nga tebigwanidde kuba ku nsiko.
And they're not worthy to be on this earth.
Nga abamasaza.
Like the principalities.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Emizimu basitan.
The demons and the devils. This plan upon them to be on earth, they are not inclusive. That's why God tells us.
We
must chase them when they are bound in the bottomless pit.
For
even in heaven they were cast out of them. They were fallen angels. Which is not required of them to be on this earth. For in the plan of them to be on this earth,
it's
the kingdom of the plants, which we have had right now. Let's move on and see what else has to be within it.
Katonda nayogera nti ensi emere ebimera, omuddo ogubala ensigo, omuti ogw'ebibala ogubala ebibala mu ngeri yagwo, ogulimu ensigo yagwo ku nsi, bwekityo bwe kyali
ebibyo ebyebimera ebyenjawulo
ebya
buli kala n'agamba bibeerewo then munyolo 14 tugenda kuba tulubuuka tugende tugende ku lwabiri.
Let's go to verse 20.
Lubereberye esula esooka oluyi lwa 20.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 20.
Katonda n'ayogera nti amazzi gazaale ebyewalula bingi ebirina obulamu era n'ebibuuka kibuuke ku nsi mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
N'agamba ayagala wabeerewo obwakabaka bw'ebyennyanja ebyenjawulo.
To be that the kingdom of the fish.
Ebyo byola mu gayanja
kwonna. The ones you see in all the lakes and seas.
Ate n'obwakabaka obw'ebiwuka.
And the insect kingdom.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bisobola okubuuka mu bwengula.
That they may fly in the space.
Wamu n'ebinyonyi ebyenjawulo.
Together with the different birds.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebine byakirizibwa okubeera ku nsi
yano. These are ones we accept to be on this earth.
Kumpaji enya ezabamalayika.
On the four pillars of the angels.
Bitwalabye bituzze tulaba.
The ones we've been seeing.
Tuli mu lubereberye essula esooka olunyi lwa 21.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 21.
Katonda n'atonda balukwata abanene.
N'atonda yozi shaka z'obulira.
God created the sharks.
N'ensolo endala n'ebintu ebirala ebiringa ebisolo mu nnyanja.
And other beasts within the seas and the waters.
Na buli ekirina obulamu ekyewalula amazzi kigazaala mu ngeri yaabyo. Na buli ekibuuka ekirina ebyoya mu ngeri yaakyo
muno mwe muli obwakabaka bw'ebinyonyi.
Here we see the kingdom of the birds.
N'obwakabaka obw'ebiwuka.
And the insect kingdoms.
Katonda n'alaba nga birungi. Katonda n'abiwa omukisa n'ayogera nti mweyongerenga mwale mujjuze amazzi ag'omu nnyanja era n'ebibuuka byeyongere mu nsi.
N'agamba ennyanja eyongere okuba n'ebyayo
n'ebinyonyi
bibeereyo mu bbanga
babeereyo
n'ebiwuka
mu
bbanga eryo ery'ensi.
Alubereberye essuula eno esooka n'olunyiriri lwa 23.
Genesis 1:23.
Ne buba akawungeezi ne buba enkya olwe lunaku olwokutaano. Katonda n'ayogera nti ensereete ekirina obulamu mu ngeri yaakyo ente ekyewawulula n'ensolo y'ensi mu ngeri yaayo.
Bw'atyo bwe yatondawo obwakabaka bw'ensolo
bwonna.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Twakalaba obwakabaka
bwa
mirundi etaano.
We've seen so far five kingdoms upon this earth.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tulabye obwakabaka bw'ennyanja.
We've seen the fish kingdom.
Tulaba obw'ebiwuka.
We've seen the insect kingdom.
Tulabye obw'ebimera.
We've seen the plant kingdom.
Tulabye ensolo.
We've seen the animal kingdom.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tubuzaayo okulaba obwakabaka bumu.
We are remaining seeing one kingdom.
Tulabye n'obwakabaka bw'ensolo.
We have seen the animal kingdom.
Lubereberye essuula esooka n'olunyi lwa 24.
Genesis 1:24.
Bwe kityo bwe kyali, Katonda n'akola ensolo y'ensi mu ngeri yaayo n'ente mu ngeri yaazo na buli ekyewalula ku nsi mu ngeri yaakyo. Katonda n'alaba nga birungi. Katonda n'ayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe.
Obwakabaka bw'abantu.
The man kingdom.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nabwe tuwulira mu lubereberye essuula ey'okutaano.
Genesis chapter 5.
Nga tulaba omulembe gwa Adamu.
And we see the generation of Adam.
Ne Eva.
And Eve.
Ayitibwa maama w'abalamu.
She is called the mother of the living.
Ate nga Adamu taata w'abalamu.
And Adam the father of the living.
Kaakati obwakabaka obwasembayo okuba nga bulogoozebwako okuba ku nsi.
The kingdom which was thought of to live on
obwakabaka bw'abantu.
Was the man kingdom.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Eno tulaba pulaani ya Katonda.
Here we see the plan of God.
Ye pulaaninga biki ebirina okubeera
ku nsi. Which planned what should reside on earth.
Tulabyeko obwakabaka bw'abantu.
We've seen the human and man kingdom.
Tulabyeko obw'ensolo.
We've seen of the animals.
Tulabye ebiwuka.
We've seen the insect kingdom.
Tulabye ebinyonyi.
We've seen the bird kingdom.
Tulabye ebimera.
We've seen the plant kingdom.
Tulabye ebyennyanja.
We've seen the fish kingdom.
Ebyo bye birina okubeera ku nsi.
Those are the ones which have to live on this earth.
Yakolebwa ku mpagi ennya ez'abamalayika.
Which was made on the four pillars of the angels.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Obufunze.
In brave.
Ebyo bye bikwatagana ensi ebyerekamu.
Those are what concerns planet Earth. We want to stretch out of planet Earth. When we get out of planet Earth, we are going to be speaking briefly of these other planets, the other nine planets, like Venus,
Mercury.
Mars, we see Mars,
Jupiter,
Saturn, Uranus,
Neptune,
Pluto.
But what war and see?
Now there's a planet.
We don't have
named it yet on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
have never given it a name yet.
But
God has a name upon it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
if humanity has not called his name, God has a name for it. The nine you see, they are planets where we cannot live. That's what Proverbs 8 has been saying. Proverbs 8, verse 31. We are seeing other nine planets out of the planet Earth. But they too are in the space.
Nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu. N'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
That the planet Earth is known as the habitable Earth. That's why we saw the kingdom of six type kingdoms which are upon this planet. Praise Jesus. Of human beings. And we saw animal kingdom. We've seen the insect kingdom.
We've
seen the bird kingdom.
We've
seen the fish kingdom.
And we've
seen the plant kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
This is the only habitable earth. If you stretch out of it, there are other planets. But those planets, you cannot survive and live there. Those planets, they are these ones down. As scientists have been naming them. We have Mars.
Planet Mars.
Planet Mars.
We call planet Venus.
We have the planet Venus.
Nekubirako planet. Okay. And about the Mercury.
Mercury is the first.
Planet Mercury.
Planet Mercury.
Ne planet Jupiter.
And planet Jupiter.
Planet Saturn.
Planet Saturn.
We call planet Uranus.
The planet Uranus.
Then planet Neptune.
Planet Neptune.
Planet Pluto.
Planet Pluto.
What is your planet?
There is this planet.
Nakuzino Boba Bajita UBS.
These days it's called planet UBS. They see, but that's the name they give it. Why is God left this? God knows what the scientists are doing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even though we are the church,
it
was required of us to reveal this first. I'm going to be speaking the second, we can reveal this second.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But let's see briefly, what did God speak of the scientists as they move out to see those other planets? Let's go to Isaiah.
We've
gone to Isaiah. What God speaks of, they use telescopes to see those planets. Isaiah 47, verse 12.
Isaiah sura yana musavu, n'olunyiriro kumina bili. Imirira nno, n'obusawo bwo, n'obulogo bwo, obwayiga obungi. Obwakutengeza okuva mu butoobo. Obanga mpozzi oliyinza okugasa. Obanga mpozzi oliyinza okusobola. Abateesa naawe bayinga obungi bakukoyeza. Abalaguza eggulu.
Bano babayise ba astrologers.
They are called astrologers.
Be balaguza eggulu.
They are the ones who see and search out the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Abalengera emunyenye
babaita ba star gazers.
The star gazers.
Babira bakebere munyenye
buti se. They are always searching out the stars all the time.
Itwinzo kubagamba.
What we can tell them.
Barokokenga banawe.
Let them be saved like the other police in Matthew 2.
bali bagobere munyenye.
They were following the star.
Era nabo bali ngabana.
And they too were like this one.
Naye basobola okulengera munyenye ya Mukama
waffe Yesu. But they were able to see the star of the Master Jesus.
Yali malaika mutambulirako.
Was an angel moving by him.
Malaika Gabriel.
Angel Gabriel.
Yali mu bwengulo bwo ngalabikange munyenye.
This person appeared as a star.
Bible kyevegamba.
That's why the Bible says.
Mukubikulirwa eri esura eyomwenda.
Revelation 9.
Nenda be munyenye ngeva mu
guru. And they saw a star from heaven.
Nawe bwe kimuzo
kyobunyenye. He was given the keys to the bottomless pit.
Wabulona abamalaika.
But this is an angel.
Okusinzira ku bikulirwa esura ya
2.
Tinenda bamalayika.
And I saw the angel.
Alina ekisumuzo ky'obunyonyi.
Holding the keys of the abyss.
N'olujegere olunene.
And a big chain.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
So bano abagezigezi abali mu Matayo esura ya
2. Wise men Matthew 2.
Abali bakebera ebyemmunye.
They were searching the stars.
Basobola okulaba malayika wa Mukama
waffe Yesu. The angel of the Master Jesus.
Yasobola okulaba ba Yusufu.
Who was able to warn the Joseph.
Okutwala omwana e Misiri.
To take the son to Egypt. N'ayita
mu birooto.
And pass through dreams.
Era yewe yakulembera abasajja abagezigezi.
And is the one who led the wise men.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What was that that
to reach them where Jesus was.
Yet
the star was leading them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They can go in the space and they become like the star how you see it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now in this I want to tell you, God knows of what they are doing. Don't know what poverty put up to things. But you have full knowledge of God.
You are
there to draw people to understand all this. All this planet we are going to see. We say we began to see the body of Christ. Right from planet Earth where we are. All these are parts of his body. For whatever is in heaven and earth, they are within him. God speaks more of these men. They were in the space. And they who are astrologers and the stargazers, they are looking at how planets are moving.
They made those telescopes.
They are always scanning things within the space. They set them up there and they reside up there. And they try to search and look at everything. And they wonder how were they put up there. But church,
they
are supposed to reveal those things.
For
already the Bible they are there.
But
they have said to write the books which can speak of
earth,
how it is in the space, the other planets.
And
when the Bible had already spoken all these things.
Tuli mu Isaya sura ya 7 n'olunyi lwa 13.
Isaiah 47 verse 13.
Abalengera emunyenye. Abalanga emyezi bayimirire nno.
Babaita ba masire project.
Master predictors.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They are
within the space. And they
search
it every month. This world has moved how? This star, how has it
existed?
Last time it was in this place, what happened to it?
They are right in the space.
God knows them very well. And you may say, why is the one we bring looks like
Christ?
For they get from what is of God.
They
never created their own world to analyze and search it out. But they are searching out the world of God he created. Even though they can never know what they have done. As we've heard that one pillar was made of four angels. God made four
angels.
Those are the pillars of it. Even the other planets, they too are like that. God made them of four angels. That is why all of them are circular.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we're going to begin to look at them. Their saturation. But the mystery and the secret of these 10 planets is what you read in Isaiah 6. Verses 1. Let's go there and listen to the secret of these 10 planets. Isaiah 66 from verse 1.
Bwati wayogera Mukama nti eggulu ye ntebe yange n'ensi y'entebe y'ebigere byange.
Kakati ng'opoze nze awo.
Now as you pause right there.
Ogenda kumanya lwaki agamba ensi y'entebe y'ebigere
byange. You're going to know that why God claims that earth is his
footstool.
I'm going to speak of it.
Osobola okugira ensi kumi.
To be able to bring out the 10 planets.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bwabanga ensi ntebe kigere kye.
If the earth is his footstool.
Oba entebe y'ebigere byange.
Or the footstool.
Wagala kwebuza ayina ebigere
byange. We want to ask how many feet does God have.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Mu ngeri eyo.
In that way.
Tuba tuzze mu lubereberye
esuula eri. Back to Genesis.
Esooka nyulwa bimu omukazi.
Genesis 1:26. 127. Where speaks to this big man in our image and in our likeness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we find someone having 10 foot, that's how we can discover that planets are
10.
Every planet is like a toy, one toy or
yes,
someone. Praise you. Here is where you can discover the 10 planets. And none can add on them. That's why
I
say that earth is a footstool. How many toys do you have?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
why when the plants are being made,
they
are not equal just like your toys are. One is bigger than the other.
And then
you understand me well.
But are we
now that's where the secret is. Of knowing the planets are 10. Like the 10 toys you have. The earth is his footstool, which would have called the toys of God. On the body of the Master Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I don't
know whether they've been revealed of that secret. Why don't you think the scientists say that the planets are 11?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
But
this one was revealed to me in 2005. And the January the planets are 10. And they began 6. And they had to be 7. And they knew they had to end at 10 planets.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And even the
secret is there to be revealed. Why planets are 10?
So they
said the earth is its footstool. Now to discover that 10,
the
master is image. That is the human being. How many toys does he have? And those toys are 10. To be able to discover those planets being 10.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. And these planets, all of them in the space are up there when they rotate. Even though these other planets, they have no people living on them.
So
they are told that only planet Earth, only planet Earth, it means the habitable Earth, where flesh and blood can live. In
there,
a little moment, you will be able to see of the foreign angels on the other planets. We have not reached on that, but we
are
still seeing of the planet Earth.
We
left our own and we have gone to other planets. We see other 9 planets out of planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to see angel. How did other planets move on rotating? And, and all planets are circular. Isaiah 40, verse 21
and 22. Mulete ensonga yammwe. Isaiah sura ya 40 n'olunyiri lwa 21. Temunnamanya, temunnawulira, temubuulirwanga okuva ku lubereberye, temutegeeranga okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi.
Nti bino byonna tulali tunakubimanya.
All this we have not known them
yet. And we've
never heard. From the beginning,
and we have
not understood from the foundation of the earth that
temunnamanya yeuyo atula ku nsi enekulungirivu
that our earth it is circular. Even other planets, just as you see them, they are all circular.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All things God tried to tell them to us that these planets you see, they are circular. But because God is great, just as how the heavens are,
now
imagine we are on that planet, just down here. And you look at where he's seated in the third heaven.
You
expect how does he see when you're down here? He's going to see you when you're like a grasshopper. And you're a very, very minute thing. Let's first see here. Isaiah 40:22.
Ye uyo atula ku nsi enneekulungirivu, n'abagituulamu bali ng'amayanzi.
Akati ye Katonda gwe newoba weeraba ngaoli wa fuba
okusinzira
ye kujatuula eri
waguluaba
akulabira dda ngaolinga
amayanziyakugambaobutonde
butubuulira
enjiriyesuyebaziobusinzira
mubaruumi
10
okuva ku lunya olw'ekkumi paka olw'amakumi abiri obutonde bubuulira
enjiyesu
yebazibwa bw'ogigattako naye obukumi
nabiriunya
olw'omusanvu paka kumi nabbiri
ojja
kulaba engeri obutonde gye batugamba butubuulira
enjiri
gwe jjanzi lyolaba
likubuulira
njiri nti naye mukama bwatu
bwakulabaokukalonza
alibwa omulundi
ogwokubirinoweba
omubiri oguva mu ggulu mu luyimba
5:5-15
bakulabe ngaotobulamu
kakumi
olabika okuze
mu
maaso ga mukama olabika
ng'oli muntung'ofunye
omubiri guli okuva mu
naye
bwe baba kulaba ng'oli mu nsi
nga
tozalibwanga gwakubiri era naawe mukama akulengeranga ejjanzi
ng'oli
kantu katini nnyo
bwekati
kati kwegamba ne bw'aba akusonzeeko olugalo amala
biseera
talina kusonyako kubanga oyinza
okufa
nga bonaye bw'olaba n'osaasira akawuka
akawuka
bwenkakwatako
bwenti
manye tugenda ugaa mukama nkwataako omukono
gwonaye
omukono gwa mukama munene
okukamaokusinza
ku ngeri gyakulamu ku
biseeobola
kimugwanira okusooka okulega ebitiibwa
bye
n'ayamba nombiri n'alabisibwa
gyetulin'abeeranga
ffe bwe tuli
yesu yebaziketuva
yeah, tumwebaza nti yakkiriza okwambala omubiri najja gye
tuliabeerenga
ffeera yesu yebazibwe
isaya essula ya 40:22 n'abagituulamu bali ng'amayanzi atimba eggulu ng'ejjigi era alibamba ng'eweema ey'okutuulamu
tugenda kulaba ku jjigi
kuggulu
naye tetunabatuuka ku
levi
tukyalaba tuvudde ku nsi yaffe tufulumyemu tulaba ensi
naye
ensi zino nazo zassaako wabula ezimu zisinga ensi yaffe
obunene
yesu
yebazibwaera
newankubadde nga teri bantu
bagibeerako
okugjakawo be bafaleni
enjetunatera
okulabakoabagibeerako ensi zino ekkumi zonna nga
bw'oziraba
newankubadde nga tulabye nga zirimu ebintu
bingi
kubanga ne ziri ensi endala zirimu agasozi ezimu zirimu agayanja gakwata endala za muliro yesu yebazibwa naye zonna ye Katonda aziraba nga kirerya mu kuzisitulira mu
byegulo
ezizitowa mu maaso ye Katonda omulamu ye mukama waffe
yesu
kubanga guno mubiri gwe
era
gwe tulaba n'okutuuka kankana katuddeyo ku lunyina olw'ekkumi
n'omusanvu
mu Isaya 40 tutandisirwa 17
Isaya essula ya 40:17
katandika olw'ekkumi olw'ekkumi n'ennya
Isaya essula ya 40:14
Isaiah 40:14
ani gwe yali ateesezza naye ebigambo era ani eyali amuyigiriza n'amutegeeza mu kkubo ery'omusango n'amunnyonnyola okumanya n'amulaga ekkubo ery'okutegeera laba amawanga gali ng'ettondo eriri mu nsuwa
nti fe abantu ffenna ffenna abali ku nsi atulaba ng'ettondo ly'amazzi erigudde mu
nsuwa
kati ye bw'aba asitudde ensuwa
ye ensi
eno
Now the people within it and whatever is within it,
it
sees them as a drop of water within a bucket. Just a drop within a bucket. It doesn't see any heaviness to rotate it in the space.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you're still thinking that these powers they beat you and you fall down, that is the Lord.
There are
still greater things He does beyond those, and He's done them all days and years ever since put the earth there. It is space. All He sees as a drop of water within a bucket.
Omanyi waliwe ebintu bye tukola ku nsi kuno.
Things we do on this earth.
Njagadde okudda katono ku nsi kuno
otegeere. I want to get back on earth, you understand?
Oyinza olanga okoze bomu nne. Okoze tanka mbu ogenda mu lutalo.
Tankers are going in wars.
Naye nga alabira ddala.
But he sees.
Obuko obugenda okulwana.
Worms who are going to fight each other.
Era tewali maanyi.
And there's no power.
In
the things we put there. Those are the smallest things. According to how we're going to see. We're moving up to see others. We are going to reach
Jerusalem,
the heaven with the Jerusalem city in the rim above.
We
shall see the heaven with the four living creatures. We see the third heaven with the garden of God. These are the least things on the body of the Master Jesus.
It sees
as a very small thing. Just as you have a toy and it is not heavy for you. Now
he
sees like his toes are not heavy for him. Isaiah 40:15. Just as you take dust, you know dust, something light. Go and measure a polythene. And measure and see whether there's any weight out of it. That is something called dust, I think. Light, something very light.
But yes,
now it's never seen as something heavy, though we see it as big, until it's our eyes. When we reach the stars, when we finish planets, we go to the stars. The stars are big. They multiply 100 times to make a planet. But they too are spaced up there. They are not on the heavens like buttons. You reach the star and it's very big. It is far beyond planet Earth 100 times. Yet it too is in the space. He plays with it up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Isaiah 40:15.
Laba asitula ebizinga ng'ekintu ekitono ennyo. All the
highlands you see upon the earth, he just carries them like something very small.
Even
other planets we've studied, the
9 planets
we've studied, there is nothing heavy towards God.
Even
though some of them are bigger than planet earth. For example, Jupiter, it is the biggest planet. It is far bigger than planet Earth. And even these others, Pluto too, they are big. They are far bigger than planet Earth.
Almost planet Earth
is equal to Saturn, planet Saturn. It is bigger than planet Mercury. But all the rest are bigger than it. Praise Jesus. But all of those are
children.
They are like something very light in the space before God. Praise Jesus.
So,
the greatness of Jesus Christ.
You
see him through miracles like cars. Or like houses you've gotten. But his greatness is not equal to that. His greatness is far beyond that. It
requires
us to worship with the heart of truth after knowing what we are praising.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For worshiping
what you don't understand, you cannot give it a praise worthy towards it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Isaiah 40, verse
16.
Ne Lebanoni tamala kuba nku. So ne solo zaako tezimala kuba ekiweebwayo ekyokebwa. Amawanga gonna galinga si kintu mu maaso ge. Gabalibwa gyali nga si kintu ddala era nga kirerya. Kale ani gwe mulifaananya Katonda oba kifaananyi ki kye muli mugererako.
Kakati bano abamuteeka ku musaalaba.
This was who put him on the cross.
Simanyi babomba Yesu, simanyi.
I hear the modern Christ.
Ebintu ebyo byonna bye bakola.
All the things they do.
Omuntu ku byatulabula.
The hospital wonders.
Bakolisa ekyokubiri ttaano.
N'agamba
nti newankubadde nga twamanya Kristo mu mubiri.
Even though we knew Christ in the body.
Naye tetukyamumanyi bwetu.
We don't know him in that form.
Okusinza ku biri nti ebiri mu kune ne kusi biri mwoyo.
What is in heaven and earth is within him.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
So mwebyo bwe tuva ku nsi kuno.
Now we always get out of planet. Tulaba ensi zino ekkumi endala.
We see these
10 planets.
We are here
to see the kingdom of the stars. And it's in the space of the heaven. But it's far bigger.
We're
going to see the kingdom of the stars. There is the moon. And we see the sun. As all of them are still in the space.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We've
gone to Genesis.
This is
the seventh kingdom. The kingdom God prepared. On the planet Earth is so
sick. Now we've
got to see the kingdom of the stars, the moon and the sun.
And
all of them are in the space.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
planets we've seen down there, all of them are living.
As we saw
that they are made of four angels. And even the stars, the moon and the sun, all of them are going to see their life. And they too are living, and they are called ministers of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Genesis
1,
14
to 20.
Luberebere esule soko linyirwa 14. Katonda nayogera nti wabeewo ebyaka mu bbanga ly'eggulu byawulenga emisana n'ekiro.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Katonda
nayogera nti wabeewo ebyaka.
God speaks that let there be lights above in the heavens.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kugamba firmament
oba mu bbanga. In the firmament or in the space up.
Si kukulu eri kwenga bulengera.
Not on the heaven as you see.
Kubanga gwe bw'oba olaba.
For when you see.
Olabira ddala emunyeenye nga ziri kuli kuggulu kwe baziteeka.
You see the stars are attached on heaven they are put on it.
Naye zo ziri mu bbanga.
But they are within the firmament.
Ate nga nnyingi okukama.
And they are very numerous.
Nga bwe tugenda okulaba obungi bwazo.
As we are going to see their number.
Nnyingi.
They are many.
Ate nnene.
And they are big.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
In the firmament of the
earth,
he puts lights there.
Kuli omwezi.
There is the moon.
Kuliko enjuba.
There is the sun.
Kuliko emmunye.
There is the stars.
Wabula ate munye.
But the stars.
Zisinga enjuba yaffe obunene.
They are bigger than the sun.
Era zisinga omwezi
munye. And they are bigger than the moon.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nene nyo.
They are far bigger.
Tizimanyi nsi zaffe
zino zikubwa okulaba. They don't know the planets in size. And all of them are living. All of them are armies of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on by reading. Genesis 1:14.
Era
baabawa ebiragiro.
And they were given commands.
Nabagamba emunyeenye.
And they told the stars,
omwezi,
the moon,
n'enjuba,
and the sun.
Ibeereyo mu bbanga.
Let them be the space.
Ne babitubalira ebiro n'ebisi.
They will count seasons and times for us.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Era biri ku mulimu ogwo.
And they are on that work.
Omulimu ogusookerwako.
The first work of them.
Kulabikanga batubalira ebiro n'ebisi.
That they may calculate seasons and times for us.
Enjuba esiba yeetooloola.
The sun is always rotating.
Natulaba n'omwezi nga n'ensi yaffe.
Even the planet Earth is following. Even the moon, they are moving. But when we leave them behind, now we leave the sun behind right now. We are heading to the moon.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we can now see the stars. What hinders us to see the stars? It is the sunshine and the much light, which draws closer to planet Earth. Yet the stars seem to be far from planet Earth. Now during the day you cannot see the stars, but they are still up there during the day. If you want to see them, you get a hole of a latrine and fall down within it. If I tell you to fall within it, you may get broken. Get where they're digging a hole for a latrine, or they're digging a flat house and they're dug down there. And get all down there, you'll be seeing the stars are up. Why can you see it?
For here,
darkness has captured between the hole and the firmament. You can see the stars up. All these I'm trying to tell you. Praise Jesus. But all these stars, they are in the space, the firmament. They are there to calculate seasons and times. They calculate that now it is night. None of us can collect without the stars. One of the major things upon them, the kingdom of the stars, is to calculate seasons and times, to cause it to get night and to get day. Praise Jesus. Genesis 1:15.
Bibenga getabaza mubanga lyeggulu byakenga ku nsi, bwe kityo bwe kyali. Katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene, ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuganga emisana.
Katonda nakola ebyaka
ebisemberedde ensi. God made two greater lights.
Wadenge munyenye.
Even though the stars,
neno okusinga ensi,
they are bigger than us.
Na yakwata enjuba.
But it got the sun.
Najisembeza kumpi n'ensi.
And it drew it closer to planet Earth.
Wadenga tiri kumpi nyo
dala. Even though it's not so close.
Kubanga okuva kunsi ya.
For from planet Earth,
otekeddwa okubuka ensi.
You must
biri
pass two planets.
Obuka Venus.
You pass Venus planet.
Obuka Mars.
And pass planet
Mercury
to reach the sun.
Mune Mercury. Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So what about this, you know?
That's why these planets. That one almost is fire. Planet Mercury itself, because of the sun to be direct next to it. All of it on the top is from fire. Even the next planet, it is heated. Now, we get
the light.
But before we get the light, the moon was made when it is full of much water. And those water were captured like ice blocks. The one you see that the woman is carrying a child. That is not a woman. That she's even carrying firewood. But those are mountains. Which mountains of ice. Now, that moon does not light in its nature. But the sun is what gives it light. And it can send it to us now. And it's night.
Transparent
the moon is transparent on top of it. It rotates within the space.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now it
gets light from the sun and it sends it to us.
It's
like a solar system, a reflection light.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we, on earth where we are, the light we get, it doesn't come the whole of it as it comes from the sun. For I told you planet Earth, God made it with four angels.
Now,
they have wings which engulf the earth and they are transparent. When the sun brings its light, it hits on top of the earth and some goes back. Now when we get down, we get a reflection. As you get a glass and you stretch light and you see another out of it, that is what we get in earth. It doesn't come there. If it had come as it comes from the sun, all our heads would have been eaten up and the hair would cease to be on them.
And
there wouldn't have been any plant to grow on earth.
Now,
wings of the angels make a plan on earth. They are transparent. But they can spread the light and take it back up.
You'll
get a glass one day and you flash a torch in it and
straight
out. That's what we get. The reflection of light. And if God decides to punish us, just draws the sun closer and we all get heated up on the heads and the hair is heat up fire. But as it reaches that, you can no more have any plant anymore in the world. Even though there are many, spoken of the powers from the sun,
out
of it comes the powers which grow us with all our plants. All of us grow by solar energy. Our body to grow. If you want to argue about that, you go ask how do plants grow. If they grow on solar energy, they also gather the same powers. And we eat and we can also grow. We too continue to draw that electricity from the sun, from that sun. And we grow in the night little. Now you reach a time and you can no more draw those powers and they tell you you are no more growing. We can see many things of the Lord.
But
we are still speaking of the stars, the moon, the sun. Praise Jesus. We are seeing the kingdom of the stars. We are seeing the sun. We are seeing the stars and the moon. What did God show me about them? And what are they continuously moving on to do?
Lubereberye esula esoka n'olinyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
Genesis 1:16.
Ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuganga emisana n'ekyaka ekitono okufuganga ekiro era n'emmunyeenye.
N'ateekayo n'emmunyeenye.
And even post many stars in that firmament.
Emmunyeenye zino nyingi nnyo kamara.
These stars are very many.
Kubanga olunaku lwe batonda emmunyeenye.
For the day the stars were created.
Ate lwe lunaku olwatondebwako bamalayika.
It's also the day when the angels were created.
Kati tunaba tubaze bamalayika.
Now when we calculate the angels
abali mu kibuga Yerusalemu,
in the Jerusalem city,
kijja tuyambako otegeera ennamba y'emmunyeenye yenkana.
It will help us to know the number of the stars up there.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Katulabeko katono wano mu Yobu asatu mu.
Let's see briefly Job 38, verse 6 and 7.
Emisingi gyayo gyasibirwa ku ki? Oba ani eyassaawo ejjinja lyayo ekkulu ery'okunsonda? Emmunyeenye ez'enkya bwe zaayimbira awamu n'abaana ba Katonda bonna nibogera waguru olw'essanyu.
Nti bonna bamalayika.
That all the angels
who
are the sons of God.
Mu kisere bali batondera
emmunyeenye. In the day they were creating the stars.
Mu kisere batondera bamalayika.
That's the day angels were created.
Era bonna batandika okutendereza
Mukama. All of them began to praise God once.
Bamalayika bali bagamba haleluya.
Angels were saying hallelujah, he is worthy.
Emmunyeenye zigamba haleluya.
And they started saying hallelujah, he is worthy. All of them were created one day.
Era bonna ennamba y'emu.
All of them the same number.
That's why I said
that when the stars sang together with the children of God, they call the children of God in Job chapter 1, verse 6, they spoke of like this.
Yobu esula esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga. Lugamba nti awo olunaku lwali lumu abaana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama. Ne Setaani naye n'ajjira mu bo. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti ovaawa. Awo Setaani n'addamu Mukama ng'ayogera nti, nva kuddiŋŋana mu nsi okutambulatambula omwo eruuyi n'eruuyi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Abaana
ba Katonda bano
the sons of God,
be bamalayika
they are the angels,
era baali bakuŋŋanye mu kibuga Yerusalemu,
and they had gathered Jerusalem city,
kuŋŋanira eddene,
the great gathering,
Jerusalem
ekyomu, Jerusalem of heaven.
Ne Setaani naye n'ajja.
Setaani to appeared in those days of BC before the birth of Christ on earth. Praise Jesus. Let's see briefly of this garden where they fellowshipped. Praise Jesus so much.
When
Hebrews 12,
Abebulaniya esula ya 12 n'oluyi lwa 22. Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika, n'eri ekkuŋŋaanire eddene ery'ekkanisa ey'ababereberye abawandiikibwa mu ggulu.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Amin.
Abaana ba Katonda baakuŋŋaananga be
bamalayika
era nga baakuŋŋaananga mu kibuga
Yerusalemi
eky'omu ggulu. Yesu
yeebazibwe.
Abaana ba Katonda lwe baayimba n'essanyu.
Stars sang in joy. They were created once with the stars, and they too sang.
But
to prove that the children of God gathered, they speak of the angels. Let's go to Zechariah
3.
Why we've gone to search out all this? We want to know the number of the stars. How many are they?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You're
going to see their number.
And
you see their size. After you see their life.
Zechariah
3.
Zechariah esula eyokusatu.
From verse. Zechariah 3 from verse 1.
Zekaria esula esoka esula yokusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka. N'ayonesa Yosuwa, kabona asinga obukulu, ng'ayimiridde mu maaso ga malayika wa Mukama, ne Setaani ng'ayimiridde ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo ab'omulabe we. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti, Mukama akunenye, gwe Setaani. Weewaawo, Mukama yeerobozezza Yerusalemi akunenye. Oyo, si kye kisiikirize. Si kyekisiriiza ekikwakulibwa mu muliro.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Bamalayika
be babadde bayitibwa abaana ba Katonda. Era Satani be yakuŋŋaaniranga mu biro ebyo ng'amaze
okulegebwa bisi.
Yesu nga tannakuzaalibwa ku nsi.
Before the birth of Christ on earth.
Wabula oluvannyuma lw'okuzaalibwa ku nsi.
After being born on earth.
Ne tutandika omulembe gwa AD.
And we began the seasons of AD.
Satani baamugobayo ne bamalayika
be. Satan was cast from heaven with his angels.
Okusinda ku bikulu 12.
According to Revelation 12.
Olunyiriri luno olw'omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Paka 17.
Unto 17.
Ebisinga okuba amalayika.
What's beyond the angels?
Tujja kubira mu kibuga Yerusalemi.
We shall see the Jerusalem city.
Nga tumaze okulaba obwakabaka bw'emunyeenye.
After we see the kingdom of the stars.
Nga tumaze okulaba n'eggulu eryo.
And after we've seen the heavens.
Eryasembayo okutonda batulaba ejjakulu.
Which was created the bluish heaven we see up there.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye kitutte okulaba ku bamalayika.
But why we've called ourselves these angels?
Tibabatonda olunaku lwe lumu
emunyeenye. That they were created once with the angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's see briefly the number of the angels. They are going to help us understand how many stars are there in space. Let's see the holy angels who remain in Jerusalem. That number in Revelation 5, verse
11. N'empulira eddoboozi ly'abamalayika abangi abeetoolodde entebe n'ebiramu n'abakadde. N'omuwendo gwabwe gwali obukumi emirundi obukumi mu enkumi emirundi enkumi.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bamalayika abaasigala mu kibuga
Yerusalemi.
Abo bali trillions kikumi.
They are 100 trillion.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wabira. Trillions
if there are 100 trillions, let's join the ones in the bottomless pit. Revelation
9.
Verse
16. N'omwendo gw'eggye ly'abeebagala embalaasi obukumi kakumi emirundi ebiri. N'empulira omuwendo gwabwe.
Eno ye namba y'abamalayika.
This is the number of the angels
abakola mu bunnya obutaka.
Working in the bottomless pit.
It's a billion ebikumi bibiri.
There are 200 billion.
Bagatte ku trillions.
Join them on 100 trillion.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati ogatteko kimu ekyokusatu ky'abamalayika abaagwa.
Now join on a third of the angels who fell. Revelation 12, verse 1 to 10. You're going to be writing them down, you read that. But the number of the stars shows that they are very numerous.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
not
going
to go deeper into calculating them.
We've
given you that you join the number. There are 100 trillion angels in heaven. We have 200 billion and a third of the fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We can
reach a number of trillions, like 3+ trillions of the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They are very numerous. But what we shall do, as we see what is beyond the stars, we shall join those angels. Every star is made up of 4 angels. We shall be able to divide them after we get that number. And we see truly how many stars are within the space. But they are very numerous. That one, I'm not going to calculate it. We shall wait its season to come. But there are very many.
They
are beyond 100 trillions. Praise Jesus. But these ones, even though they are like that, in the space there are very many. For heaven is big.
They
know of one thing, that the stars,
they
are not only up there where you see them, but they surround even down there, they are there. Those are the ones you are seeing. Those ones you see.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you may perhaps see them up there alone. But they are not only up. They
rotate
even down there.
For
when you are on planet, down there you see the stars.
When
you get to planet Pluto, you see the stars. When you go to Neptune, you see the stars.
Right.
Things like the sun there.
And they
are shining like the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you go to Uranus, you'll see the stars. When you go to Saturn, you will still see the sun, the stars. When you go to Jupiter, you will see the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
you go to Mars, you will see the same thing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now the stars, they are not only up where you see them. They rotate even down under the earth. They are there. When you get out of it, now you think the stars are only up there. And you first sit down and admire them up. But they have left there, already gone down under you. For now you rotate it. And you're still rotating. Let's see of their height, the size, and the height of these stars.
Job 22.
Verse 12. Yobu esura ya makumi abiri mu biri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Katonda tali mu ggulu awagulumizibwa, era laba emmunyeenye bwe zenkana obugulumivu, era alaba emmunyeenye bwe zenkana obugulumivu.
Nti Katonda niwankubadde ali waggulu ali eri,
even though God is up in the third heaven,
ate munyenye zalabanga neneneko,
sees that the stars are big
nga ngulumivu nnyo, kyokka yakugambye ate ensi,
they are high yet planet earth,
yakugambye eringa kirerya,
they told us it's like something weightless,
n'abantu abagirimba alinga obuyanzi,
even people are pointed like grasshoppers.
But
when it reaches the stars, he
says,
but they are bigger.
This
is their height. That's the reason why hell is a type of a star.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's why they're called the
bottomless pit. High like the stars.
Yesu yebazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Mpango nye mwenye nye.
The star is very high.
Ila katuna wadebo gamu.
And God is free to say.
Emu kuzoka anjefure amagomu.
One of the stars let him make it
Wale
hell.
Wale kula amagomu eneo yali mwenye.
Even the one he made hell is in the stars.
Wabula lwa kubantu yali akole mwenye.
For when he was making the stars.
Naziteka kuba malaika
manabana. And he put them on four angels.
Aba kula angabula bensi.
They will make the planet earth.
Yesu yebazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Yakoranga nene nyonga mujude mwaka ijja kumwendo
bigger with precious stones within them.
Dovola bazibera zitusakyusa
kala. That's why they change the colors.
Ngazaka yakana mbango.
And they are shining in the streets.
Ati kwechobo olerengera.
What you see?
Bisere bisinga tula bakumunye.
Most of them is not the right star we are seeing.
Wabula chobola ba.
But what you see?
Obola ekitangala ekijivako.
It's just a light from the star.
Ngojirengera bwoti.
And you see it like that.
Ngekula geriwala.
And it shows it's far.
Ngorengera bulenge zibula ito
bubako. You just see the lights from it.
Gabo narengere motoka ngeri wanorengere.
Yes, I see a car from far and you see its lights.
Kati ebisere bisinga tulaba nga kumunye
ni yatta. Many times we've never seen the real star.
Wabula tuba tulaba light
eje. But we have seen the light from it.
Kati buli munye nyebera na mayinja agenja wu.
The star has different precious stones.
Mbona bwizo jitu nakonge ekyo sasa.
That's why we look at it and it's changing colors.
Olwempewe eyita wawo mubanga.
By the wind passing in the space.
Mbona bange ekyo sasa kyuse kankanirira.
Changing colors.
Ebyo natubira kuwange nsebe duka.
All that we see for is keeping on running.
It
rotates at a high speed. You may see the star is shaking. How much the star is shining on earth. You are on worms. Those are not stars. That they will get those worms. And they say, a star is here.
This
bright star is far bigger. There are even things in space and they're not stars. When God was creating, they are stone stones. Now we two down here we call them stones. According to how we see them. But it's small stones remain without any
meat.
They're just rotating within the space. Now scientists see them and they say, a big rock is coming to strike planet Earth. But they are right from creation of heaven and earth. Just as small stones which remain. Before the eyes of God are small eyes. Stones. Just like you build a house, small bricks broken remain there. You left there without any work. Now we see like a big rock going to strike earth. But it's not like that. The truth is, the stars are very high and they are big. They are
beyond
planet earth like 100 times.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they too are in the space. They are rotating within there. All these ones, they are servants of the Lord. And you can speak with them. If you start proper, let's first speak with the sun and the moon. We are in Joshua 10, verse 11. Shall go to 12.
Joshua esula eye kumi n'olunyiriri ole kumi n'olumu.
Joshua 10 verse 11.
Awo bwe badduka mu maaso ga Isirayiri ne baserengeta e Besukolooni, Mukama n'asula amayinja amanene nga gava mu ggulu n'abakuba mu Azeka ne bafa abaafa amayinja ag'omuliro. Ne basinga bali abaana ba Isirayiri be batta n'ekitala.
Kaakati tugenda kulaba ku njuba zino n'omwezi.
Now we're going to see the moon and the sun.
Mune munyenye.
Together with the stars.
Nga namu.
And they are living.
Wabula nga ziteresemu ebyokulwanyisa
bya Katonda. But within them they have kept the weapons of God.
Katonda oyinza okwefula muno simanyi gwe oli mulalu okuba amayinja.
You may pretend that you are mad and you beat people's stones.
Naye Katonda ngasezeo okukuba amayinja.
But if God decides to stone you,
akukuba atega muliro.
He stones you with stones of fire.
Agenda n'agamba enjuba.
He speaks to the sun.
Si ye tuli waggulu
ko. He's not above us.
N'agigamba kula wo
mu. Tells us open your mouth.
Owandula olunyata.
And begin to pour fire.
N'eyokeka suka
and it throws fire.
Amayinja nga ga muliro.
Stones of fire.
Yagiterekamu byakulwanisa yonna.
It kept weapons for himself.
Era is fabali ku nsi.
And we on earth.
Bwe tulowooza okulwana ne Yesu lwagenda
okudda. If we think to fight with Jesus when he's coming back.
Bagamba nti omuntu mulalu.
That's why they say that man is mad.
Kubanga tamanyi nti ensi zino zonna
zolaba. They don't know that all the planets you see, which are inhabitable,
ezimu zirimu gasozi
kama hiya. Some of them have mountains of stones.
Endala muliro.
Others fires.
Ngabora bire njuba bwe.
Like you see how the sun is.
Katonda teka mbi akulwanisa.
God prepared weapons within
them. Ukansi ajiteka wakati bwe.
And he put planet earth in the midst of them.
Kati asulika ko katono bwati na yiwako.
Now we just pour a little fire from them. That's why when he was with Israel, he told the sun to be able to pour fire. The sun you see, when you look within it,
it's
not fire, but there is hog of fire. Have you ever seen when a brick has been heated up well within a fire?
There are
people who make charcoal. That stone, when it has been heated up, for inside is full of fire. It seems to be like fire which is normal. And it comes a bluish color and greenish. It is very heated up. When God wished me to check out this,
he will
leave you and you feel it. And you see there, there are the spiritual transport of teaching you.
To see that,
they use the azota.
No scanning, even to be
you scan of things and you draw them to yourself.
Whatever
is inside and look at it, you look at the sun.
But you look at penetrating within
it, and you pull out what it is, and you can see them on the screen.
There
were things which amazed me in my life.
For
I never entered within the sun direct. But you could look at it. And you open it. And you begin to see whatever within it. And you gather, bring them on the screen. And you study as you look at them. And then you understand what I'm trying to say. Those are the spiritual transports we first studied. With the vision, the dream, the trance, the azotas, the urim, and that one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
things were gathered in a very different way. Me too, I wonder how I can speak them without him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
they are very great beyond we think. When I speak of how I was told of this, how
we was teaching,
and what we did, I reached some time and I came from the journey. I said, Lord, am I still a human being? He explained to me I was a human being. But according to what we are doing with him there,
and when
I reached what was being done here, and you look at the sun here, and it sends you all the message, and I say, what have you made me now? Now what is this one?
You
told me to show you are a human being. Let me give you a wife. And you give birth to children. And I have a wife and children. I'm a human being. And to prove I'm a human being, those are some things we prove. For there are many things upon my life, according to what we studied and what we saw, and they all remain with me as we were doing them. Praise Jesus. And the Holy Spirit was leading me, and the angels. They were amazing and surprising. And I preached on that, and everything was surprising me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now there are many great things we have changed in my life. If I reach, and even though I'm on earth, and I send communication to the sun, it remains updating you what we are doing in the vision. And they understand me well.
Now,
things change like that.
But
because of much teaching and much knowledge, it drew me to humble so much though I had become something else.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And I continue to prove that I'm a human being.
Yoshua Esura, Eyekumi, Nolunyiriri, Luakumi, Nabili.
Joshua 10, verse 12.
Awo Yoshua Nagamba Mukama, Kurunaku Mukama, Luyawayo Abamoli, Mumaso Gabana Baisirairi, Nayogera Mumaso Gaisirairi, Injuba, yimirira gwe ku Gibeoni, naawe omwezi mu kiwonvu kya Ayalooni.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama na gamba osobola okwogera
n'enjuba. No, you can communicate with the sun and the moon. All of them were made by four angels. When I reached them, they were looking, having eyes. And they look like cats. Have you ever seen a cat in the night? The stars have eyes and they are big. But they shine like the horn of a cat. And it's looking and it's living. But it's big. It has like six eyes. The eyes are six for four angels. Two eyes. Eight eyes.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. And they are all on one star, or the moon, or the sun. And they are looking and they speak. That's why he has spoken with the sun to stand still, even the moon to first pause. And they stood still.
Atulimu Yoshua, Esula Yekumi.
Joshua 10 verse 12.
Enjuba yimirira gwe ku Gibeoni, naawe omwezi mu kiwonvu kya Ayalooni. Enjuba neyimirira, omwezi negulinda.
Byonna bisobola okuyimirira.
They can all stand still and they can wait.
Kubanga balamu bali baba. Their
body is what we see different. But they were made by angels. And they are given those bodies. And they are tied together. They are there serving the Lord. That's why in 1 Corinthians, they tell you that them two have a body. That is their body. Let me tell you the things that surprised me.
Church,
you know the things sometime past.
Four.
They were written for us. Bible says,
Deuteronomy 29:29.
What is revealed is what is ours and our children and our children's children.
Now,
all these are in the Bible we studied it today. But surprising, we had not known them.
And
when we fellowship, we not let them tell us, arise, daughter of Zion, and cast dust off yourself. God has a reason for you. The day of your being accepted. Take it. I see power moving.
We
never knew that there are things to be supposed to know. Never mind that you search out of that.
But
all these we have them right now.
We
thank God who gives them to us.
Amen.
We want to see of the bodies of the sun. And we see the body of the star. And we see the body of the moon. These two are given a body. Theirs are their bodies.
Bakolinso ekisooke sura 15. Bakolinso ekisooke sura ya 15.
First Corinthians 15:39.
Enyama yonna si nyama emu, naye endala y'abantu.
Endala y'abantu.
Some flesh is for human beings.
But if
we now we know one kind of body. And when we speak of the body, we think it's us alone who have the body. But even animals have a body. They too, their spirit, we are given this body. They too are living.
Abakolinso ekisooke sura ya 15 olunyi lwa 39.
First Corinthians 15:39.
N'endala ya nsolo. N'endala ya nyonyi.
All of them have bodies. Now there's a scripture you read. Jeremiah 32:26-27. I am a God of all people with flesh. Now you take yourself only out there. These ones you put them aside. He is their God. It's us who separated that way in his image. But they too are put in their likeness. They too have a body. That's why the devil spoken of one day.
Ezekiel
28. That you call yourself a God. But you are not God, you are just a man. He too is a person. Who is man? Man who is the spirit who was created. But the body is what is given to be different, to appear in an image. That's why they say, let's make man in our image. Man is there, but we want to bring him out in our image.
First Corinthians
15:39.
Even
fish have bodies.
Era waliwo emibiri egy'omuggulu n'emibiri egy'omunsi.
In the heavens there are angels with their own bodies. We of even bodies of the earth.
Naye ekitiibwa eky'egy'omuggulu kirala n'eky'egy'omunsi kirala.
Ekitiibwa ky'abali bamalayika
b'eggulu. The glory of the angels in heaven.
N'emunyeenye zino ziri mu
bbanga ly'eggulu. And the stars in the space of the heaven. The glory is different. Verse 41.
The
sun too has its body. And its splendor is different. It can keep fire within it. It's like a dragon. It was created with its own body. But it can have a fire within it. And it can't get burnt, yet it can spark fire. Now the sun and the moon and the stars, they are in the same kingdom. But the bodies is what is different. And they are leaving their ministers. If you thought you were the only minister of God, there is a 7,000. Some of them in the 7,000 is the kingdom of the stars and the sun and the moon.
First Corinthians 15:41.
The
moon too has its body. It too is living. That's why I said the moon and the sun stand still. And they said, okay. And they stood still. They have told us to stand. The other is the servant of God. He stood in the authority of God. They to have their bodies. That's why it is written, Daniel 12, when we shall overcome, we are given a body like of the stars in heaven, shining body. We saw it in Psalms 5. Praise Jesus. We can get a glorious body. But they already have that body there within it. Even though you see they were made in a secular shape. But they wind up their works on the other day of the Lord when he's going to come back. That's why I say Matthew 24:29-31. The stars will get to fall down. Not that their spirits will be the one falling. They will unclothe the body of them. That they will be taken back as angels and they too will walk. All their bodies are going to be left to fall down to us. The problem you is going to remain on earth. That day is going to be a very great day. And you never believed Jesus. But the stars are going to leave lose the body they have and they will get back to the glory of the right angels how they have to be. It is to say that angels, stars will fall. They are going to unclothe their bodies.
First Corinthians 15:41.
Even the stars differ in their bodies. This one shines different, even the other shines different. Some of them have stones like 10 times on their bodies. Others like 4 times. Others like types of stones like 7. There is one which shines one type of stone, and that is its body, one type of stone. Now they are given a body in different stones. They are very glorious more than us. according to their body. And it lives long. For they have been there all along. They have never changed their body. They are in that body. It is as we get old, this body of sin.
Corinthians 15:42. Era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu bwe kutyo.
Naffe bwe tumala okuzuukira, waliyo omubiri gwe twasomako
obutono, oluyimba 5:15. But it does look like that. They are growing different bodies.
As
told to praise and worship God. In Psalms
148.
Let's see how they are commanded. And that they are worshiping and they are praising. They release different voices. In worshiping God, they are far beyond us. They release voices. Turbulence. They play those instruments. They have different musical instruments. They release voices when you reach there. When they preach worship, they praise. When they are praising,
but
when you look at them, two voices not knowing where they are coming from. They worship properly where they come from. And you move around them, not seeing them. And they are within it. They are within it are worshipping. For that upon them they are wrapped these stars, their body of these. They are having the four corners of it. Of the stars. Each of the stars.
Zaburi ya 18:8. Psalms
148:1.
Mumutendereze Mukama. Mumutendereze Mukama. Mwabayima muguru. Mumutendereze mu bifo ebya waggulu. Mumutendereze mu bamalayika be bonna. Mumutendereze mu jjere lyonna. Mumutendereze mu enjuba n'omwezi.
The sun and the moon that told, they begin to worship the Lord. You cannot tell people not living that praise the Lord. Sun and the moon, they are living. You may be the one thinking that they are living, they have lived years. And they are in the space they are shining. They are doing the works of the Creator. They can tell you shine the light of the world for 30 years and you fail. Every day we are blacking. And if it was you who have put our star or our son, you would have killed us. They are servers, they never fail. They signed to serve God. The sun shined, yes Lord. But the Lord tells you, don't you know you are light of the world? And we pass through the world to become the light. Every time we are blocking, we need the Lord to add oil in us. For we are totally always. But the blocking of the gospel is far. And if people were our stars or our moon and our sun, the situation would be bad. They preach to us
and
we try to shine all days,
but
we shine the word of the Lord within us, but we never understand it.
Zaburi ya 18:8 Psalms 148:3. Mumutendereze mwe munyenye zonna ezaaka. Mumutendereze mwe ggulu ly'eggulu. Nammwe amazzi agali waggulu w'eggulu.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Tuli bakulaba ku ngeri bano bonna gye
batendereza Mukama. We see how all these praise the Lord.
Munyenye zitendereza Katonda
omulamu. And praise the living God. And the Son is doing the same thing.
Bano baramu.
These are living.
Ebyo byensobola okugamba ko mbufunze
sawa. Those are what I can tell you briefly.
Waliyo ebikwatako ebirala bingi.
There are many other things concerning them.
Okugeza ng'omwoyo buli muntu ne gweguwererezaamu ku mirimu musango egya Katonda.
The through which spirit they serve among the seven spirits of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. These ones have an angel over them leading them. He is in the Jerusalem seat of heaven. Angel of all creation.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Which is under
the earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tomorrow,
next Thursday,
we are
coming to see hell falling in the kingdom of the stars, the bottomless pit.
If you
thought hell is on planet Earth,
you're
going to get off planet Earth and you're going to the kingdom of the stars, where we're going to find hell or the prison of God, the bottomless pit, the prison of God. Let me give a sample brief. Revelation 9. Let's read verse 1.
Kubikura esula eyomweda n'olunyiriri olusooka. Malaika w'okutaano n'afuuwa, n'endaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu n'egwa ku nsi. N'aweebwa ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma. N'asumulula obunnya obutakoma, n'omukka ne guva mu bunnya ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene. N'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bunnya.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Jesus.
Tugenda kuba tulaba.
We're going to be seeing.
Lwaki enjuba yazikira?
Why did the sun get dark?
Lwaki bakulaba obunnya butakoma?
Why did, when hell was opened?
Enjuba yazikira.
Why does the sun stop shining?
Kasera ketugenda okulaba kama
abantu yagenda emagombe mu kamera. When the master went in hell, the prison of God.
Kasera kenjuba yasoka nezikira.
That moment stopped shining light.
Okumala esawa sapi.
For 3 hours.
Yes,
praise Jesus. From midday up to 3, the sun had stopped shining. For hell had been opened. Hell was made. It is one of the stars. In it was gathered every form of darkness, which was on a deep. Genesis 1. All the darkness found in those days was put in hell. That's where there's total darkness. There are rocks, out of them come darkness. Even the darkness moves like a wall. It passes you. It has sharp organs within it. It has paper in it. And when you fall in hell, you fall in a problem. When they open it, the sun has to stop lighting. For they're in the same kingdom, in the same territories and space.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
earth can no more be lightened. You're going to
amagombe bwo bova ku nsi kuno
kali mukusai from planet Earth, where is hell? When
you
get out going to the stars,
okwata mukono ki?
Which direction do you head to?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Utuna batu mazaa magombe.
After finishing hell,
tujja kula bije biga kwata.
We shall see much concerning it.
Bila kuna ku roko na
expect on Thursday.
Tujja kuba tumazo kula ba magombe.
We shall be finishing seeing that hell.
Roko na urawiche.
The next Thursday.
Then tujja kula kuba masaza mu bwaka bakali munyi.
We shall see principalities in the kingdom of the stars.
Bases are
their bases.
Where
are they, these principalities?
The
prince of the powers of darkness of the air. We are going to be seeing them. Why does God show us all this? We are going to beat the devil when we connect with the angels from the Jerusalem city and they work in the
bottomless
pit. And you know where you direct them. Take them in this place.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So,
on the other day,
we
can't know where hell is found.
We continue
to know of the principalities. How they went to build on this planet. And in the stars.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
May
God bless you. Separately, I have a question. Ask a question. Like 4 people.
Yes, he was away.
Praise Jesus. I'm asking about the groups of angels. I've seen the number of the fallen angels is a third. Now what I'm asking, that a third, is it among the number in Revelation 5:11?
Kati kwate namba ya bamalaika trillions.
Get the number of the angels there, 100 trillion.
Bano baba bajibwako.
These ones are, we are already deducted on that number. Now to be able to get their number,
100 trillions.
Get a third of 100 trillions.
Nolioko oleta kimu kya kusatu wanayogo mtendera muwanvu.
That is a long.
Kati ko ino okubalira obalira ku trillion zina
ekiko. You need to count on these 100 trillions.
Okusobola okujjawo ba malaika aba ababa bagwa.
To get the number of the fallen angels.
Bali nganga trillion zisatu no obutundu.
Like 3 point something trillions.
Abagwa.
They who fell.
Ebyo tulina kujibalira mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
We have to see the Jesus seal of heaven.
Sagadde nyo tulumbe nyo bya ba malaika kubanga ebyo kwatako.
Into angels.
Biri muguru erisoka.
What concerns them is the first heaven.
Yesu kutondebwa muli ekibuga Yerusalemu.
The first created heaven, the Jesus.
Kunga nuli aba malaika.
The great gathering.
Yetujja kubabalira.
That's where we shall calculate them.
Wali kwabalese ko bulesi nga twali kumanya namba ya ba malaika.
What they put the number of the stars.
Kubanga baba tondo unaku rumu.
For they were created once.
Naye bona bo baze.
But if you calculate.
Ujja kubala 100 trillions.
You will count 100 trillions.
Times chimu cha kusatu cha
ba malaika. Part of the angels.
Ujja kusobola kubanga obala
namba. You will be able to calculate that number.
Abulgana mkama ebazwe. Zembade ya gara kumu tegeza ako kujua. Wenenge la kukana ukukuleri okuna ndaba. Enjube ilimuli yango kukuru.
When I see on the fourth heaven, I see the sun is on the door of heaven.
Katituita wenjini mujua wakati owa.
So do we pass in the middle of the sun or? That's what I want to know.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus.
That
heaven as we make it for you,
we
wouldn't have seen what is inside it.
But
we cut it and we open to show you what is inside it. But the things are circular. It's to say, see heaven as an avocado fruit. When it has an avocado fruit, now that part of it, take it as a heaven. What you eat in the avocado as a kingdom of the stars. It's rotated in such a
way.
Now the seed of the avocado, seed as the 10 planets. Creations are still preaching to you. Or get an egg. You see the yolk of the 10 planets.
The
what do you eat as the kingdom of the stars? And the skin of the egg. See it as the heaven. There are three criteria. We study as we enter heaven. We shall know you pass the sun as we go to see the door of heaven where it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God
bless you for that. Everything we shall take it in its own level.
When
you reach to enter the door of heaven,
you
will know where you pass the right place. If I mix them, you may not understand them. There are many.
Tutandikidde ku nsi
gyetubeerako
netugivaako tulabe ensi endala
wabweru
tulabe omwezi n'enjuba
kati
awo tulekate tulabe amagombe
bwe tumala okugalaba tulabe abaamasazilwali
tuba tugenda kulaba
amasaz
kubanga amagombe gano lyekkomera lyabwe
gyebalina
era ffe tusinzira ku nsi nga
tulagira
bamalayika be tunalaba bakola mu
bonyobutabajja
babakwate
babasibe
map gye tugezaako
okulaga
emapu
y'eggulu
lwakuba sakireeta
bwenti. For you know heaven is one. In the past season you
saw.
But we need to reach the third heaven. And we go above the heavens.
And all that I be
patient in the criteria level they are giving
me.
For God knew how he would teach to understand. That we may not mix them up. Ask about what we are on. Praise Jesus. I'm asking, the shooting star we see, is it part of what has come from the star? And when it goes, where does it go? When we shall start the hell,
tuyinza obutagenda nnyo buzibu.
We may not go deeper in it.
Tugayitako ko, tujja kula ku majja agakola yagaba.
But we shall see the angels of working there.
Agatambula nga kibuno.
They move like a shooting star.
Okusinzira ku speed gye batambula.
The speed they move by.
Malaika be magongo.
The angels of the bottom.
Batambula nga ekimyaso kya torch.
They walk like a light of a torch.
Wabuka mu nga batwala abantu
be magongo. They are taking people to hell in the space.
Tuli bakubira banga tulaba abako.
We have to see that we cover hell.
Tujja soma ku magomere ba malaika abakolayo.
Study of hell and the angels working there.
Wabule tugenda soma ku bibonereze ebibeera.
The punishment there.
Tuli bisomolola kubanga bingi.
We should study it ahead for there are many.
Amagombe geta gako atako gukka.
Hell needs to be handled alone.
Tuka somere myezi eji.
We study like two solid months for free.
Ebiri ye bigakwatako.
What is down there?
Ne tugenda gasoma bawe gali.
But we're going to start where it is.
Namaje agakolamu.
And the armies working there.
Ne ntambula za majja.
And the type of how they move.
Sitani yakulirayo bawali ba malaika.
The devil being the one heading there or the angels. We shall study that.
Ati ebiri ibonerezo.
Now the punishment there.
Yeta agemyeze eji.
We need like 2 months.
Emyeze ebiri.
2 months.
Those
angels are the ones you always see moving like a shooting star. They are taking people to hell. They run at a very high speed.
And you may
die here in the twinkle of an eye when you
are
in hell. You may be like dreaming.
Because
those are the transports they use. They use dream transport or vision. You may even think you are envisioned, you are in a dream. Yet you have reached in hell. You see you never get back in the body. And the punishments have begun. And you
think
it is real or what?
They
run like a dream how you see it as they take you to hell. You may sleep in your bed as you wake up when you are in hell.
So, we
shall be seeing you on next Thursday. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.